Friday, summary of lesson one. You will be my witnesses. Why? Because you will receive power. How? You will receive the Holy Spirit. And therefore you get the power. And therefore you will be my witnesses. What have we heard? In Jerusalem? In Judea? In Samaria? Till the ends of the earth. To the ends of the earth, they will go. What a dream! Such a tiny point. A small country on this planet, only a few disciples, and they should evangelize the world? They should go around on this planet, everywhere? How can this happen? Yeah, how? How can it happen that after 2,000 years we are still talking? What happened there? After 2,000 years? What about the newspaper from yesterday? Who takes a look at it? Yesterday. 2,000 years back in time. We're talking about it. What happened there? Why? Because it's so enormous what happened there. The first 30 years after Jesus' death, from 31 AD to 62 AD, the time the book The Acts of the Apostles covers here, these 30 years became so important years for the development of Christianity. We can hardly estimate how important. Because this power of the Holy Spirit came into a few people, only a few. But this power was so great. They could not be stopped. They had seen him, the risen Savior. They had seen how he had died. And then he had seen how he had risen. And they wanted to tell everybody. And when the leaders in Israel told them, if you go on talking, if you go on being a witness of this Jesus, we will kill you. And they had already killed Jesus, hadn't they? They were earnest. They did what they said. And the disciples were not afraid of that. They were not afraid because they had the power of the Spirit. You see, this is what we need. This is what we need. The power of the Spirit. How do we get it? They waited. How did they wait? They were in harmony. They stayed together. They prayed together. And they wanted to get this gift. Holy Spirit. And they got it. They had this aim. Not getting more money. Not becoming people of power and high position, earning much money. They wanted to proclaim the risen Savior. They wanted to be witnesses for him because they received power, because they received the Holy Spirit. This is the mystery. Have you received this power already? How can you get it? How much time are you going to invest getting this power? Is it something worthwhile? Do you want to really get it? Then it would be good for you to take 1 hour each day going deep into the text, reading, praying, reading, praying. Lord, fill me with your spirit. Here I am. Do with me whatever you want to do with me. Here I am. I want to fulfill your will. It's a dangerous prayer. Be careful. But then a new life will start with the power of the Spirit. And you will receive power. And this power will enable you to do things you haven't dreamed about. He gets control of your life if you're willing to allow him to get control of your life. Are you willing to? Then you will be blessed. Amen.